here is James Winnett, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, to chat with me about the Touchstones public art project that is taking place in Turlock House on Saturday, the 1st of November. James, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you perfect now. Yeah. So, Touchstones, could you tell the folks at home a bit more about what's going to be going on the 1st of November in Turlock House?
Yeah, so the project itself involves 10 stones, which I've carved for the local area. So they're in Turla, in the grounds of Brafey House, and then down in Allenady and in Raheem Woods. So they form a kind of trail of artworks that kind of explore the relationship between the landscape, folklore, mythology. And on Saturday, I'm doing a tour of those stones, basically. So we'll have a bus available on the first, go between the three sites or four sites, and I'll tell some of the stories around stones, the kind of practical side of how I developed them, and also kind of offer people a chance to kind of share their own ideas and relationship to the landscapes and stories that we'll be exploring.
So, James, you are kind of a jack of all trades, really. You're an artist, but also a stone carver.
Yeah.
What is the, I suppose, the main difference between an art piece and a stone carving?
Yeah, I guess I come at stone carving as an artist working with stone. And that sounds a bit like technical, but I'm not a stone mason. So I'm not formally trained to carve stones. I'm coming at it more as an artist, kind of drawing with stone, essentially. And I'm interested in this idea of kind of folk carving or a naive style of stone carving that you might see on old gravestones, where it's not kind of perfectly straight lines and things like that. It has a more organic feel. So that's the style that I look at. And I always try and develop a bit of a visual vocabulary for the stones that makes sense locally. So I've been looking at the medieval stone carvings in Turla, in Strade, Ballintubber, Inishmain, Cong, and trying to draw out of those styles and images that I can then use in the kind of storytelling that's in the stones themselves. And I'm hoping that people, if they come across them, especially once they've weathered in a little bit, they'll appear as kind of curious artifacts. You won't necessarily name them as artworks. You'll think, is this an artifact from the past? What's going on here? And if you can get people curious like that, then you're drawing them into the work in a different way, really.
Absolutely. And as you said there, like, you've put the research into the historical methods of carving stone from the area. I'm sure people, especially those who come that are from the area, will take great interest in that. And like you said there, pique their curiosity a bit into the methods. Yeah. So, James, Turlock House, Saturday the 1st of November from 11 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. and it's free in. Do people need to book places or do they need to reach out?
Yeah, if people can get in touch with the public art officer, Aoife O'Toole, for Mayo County Council. If you look online on the museum website or through the council, you should be able to find the details for it. We are also doing some kind of smaller events this weekend. So tomorrow and on Sunday, although it did look pretty wet on Sunday. So we're doing Turla this Saturday from 10:30 till 1, and then Brafey Woods on Sunday from 10:30 till 1, and then Allenady after that about 2:30 till 5:00. So yeah, there's a few different events that people can kind of engage with. This one this weekend will be more of a storytelling event. The following week will be a similar thing, but it'll just be myself talking about the project and, yeah, the stories in the stones.
That is perfect. James, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning, and best of luck tomorrow, Sunday, and of course next week as well.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great to spread the word. Yeah, that's what the project's all about, basically, kind of encouraging people to kind of connect with these stories and making them kind of tangible in the landscape rather than just in archives or in oral traditions. So they're literally a kind of touchstone where you can touch the past, but also kind of, yeah, play with that kind of idea as well.
Absolutely. James, thank you so much. Have a great day. And of course, have a great bank holiday weekend as well in it.
Yeah, you too then. All the best.
All right. Bye.